Late last year, a man's badly mutilated body was found in this river outside the town of Eldoret. The body was first identified as Meshack Yebe, an alleged witness in the ICC case against Kenya Deputy President William Ruto. Ruto and radio journalist Joshua Arap Sang are charged by the court with crimes against humanity for inter-ethnic violence that followed the 2007 presidential election. Recent media reports say Yebe was supposed to testify for the defense. Or was he? Ken Wafula, director of the Center for Human Rights and Democracy, says Yebe's intentions were not entirely clear, and he may have been killed over money he was promised in exchange for his testimony.
If this guy was to be a defense witness, he had not decided, because there were pending issues of unsettled promises. So at the time of his disappearance or his death, he was neither a defense witness nor a prosecution witness, because he was in the middle.
The ICC originally approached Yebe to testify for the prosecution, but dropped him for tampering with other witnesses. Prosecutors have complained about the rampant bribery and intimidation of witnesses that they say also eroded the case against Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. But the Yebe story took another strange twist earlier this month. Just as his relatives were preparing for his funeral, another family claimed the body belonged to a different man named Yusuf Hussein. Ben Yebe, Meshack's brother, denies there is any mistake.
These people had not reported anywhere that their person was missing. So it was news today, and a number of people have heard. And like my parents are not, they are very down. We have called them and we've discussed, and they have said, although they are disturbed, but they are going to wait for the end result. Because at this point, you can't do anything if the body is under investigation.
Hussein's family declined to talk to VOA for this story. Police reportedly took fingerprints to show the body was Hussein. But it's not clear what motive there would have been to kill Hussein, and Yebe's whereabouts have not been accounted for. Yebe's aunt, Rebecca, says a DNA test will reveal the truth.
We are told to go for the DNA test, and I am very optimistic the results will be positive. I am convinced the corpse is Yebe's. I believe the results will help identify Meshack.
Both families await results of the tests. If it is Yebe, at least one mystery will be solved, but many more questions about what he may have known and who may have wanted him dead will remain unanswered. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.